Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Remember last week around this time when we told you New York State was going to start teaching all high school students financial literacy?
Yeah.
We as a show need that right now.
Got to stretch that dollar.
Well, not just that. Look, all ideas are good ideas when it comes to A, making homes more affordable.
Yeah.
And B, increasing the amount of homes people can buy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all ideas, except maybe this idea.
Okay.
Because to me, it seems pretty clear this would be a total disaster unless we, as stupid people, which we are, have missed something here.
All right.
Tommy?
Yeah, buddy?
There is a new idea to make home ownership for the average American more affordable.
Good.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The 50-year mortgage.
Damn, that's a big stretch.
Nice.
So you guys have heard about this.
I just saw it on a scroll this morning.
Okay. So for those who have not tried to buy a home yet, and I know that this sounds like simple information everyone should know, but there are some people that
don't.
The standard is a 30-year mortgage. The idea is you buy a home somewhere around the ages of 25 and 30.
Mm-hmm.
You pay off that home, and by the time you're 55 and 60, you have a home to live in for the rest of your days.
Free and clear. You fat.
No mortgage.
Nice.
Right? But the cost to buy homes right now have made the monthly payments on these homes very, very hard to afford.
Yeah.
So federal lawmakers have been working on the idea of adding 20 years to that 30-year mortgage. And there is good and there is bad here.
Okay.
For example, the good, it would lower your monthly payment. Right now, the home payment for the average home in America would decrease around $300 a month.
And that might just get you in.
Yeah. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
$300 a month is huge.
Yeah.
And that sounds really, really good.
Right.
But there's a problem with that.
Why?
The interest you would pay
on that extra 20 years?
On a 50-year mortgage would be around $500,000 more than on a 30-year loan.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. Not $500,000, end of sentence. $500,000 more just in interest.
Yes. Over the next 20 years tacked onto the 30.
Not only that.
Yeah, but by the time you're 90, you're set. you own this baby.
It gets bad even before we get to that.
Yeah.
The way that this works, the average American home after the mortgage was paid for would be upside down $100,000.
Okay.
It would be worth $100,000 less than what you paid in total for it.
Mm.
The other bad is what you just touched on.
How old your ass is going to be when you pay off this house?
You're not going to be alive when you pay this house off.
Yeah.
Okay. So
let's say you buy a house at 35.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then 50 years
let's, no,
later.
You know what? Let's not go 30. Let's say you get lucky and you get 30. Let's go with 30 because that's the average home buyer's age right now.
All right.
50-year mortgage.
I'm 80.
You're 80 years old.
I'm 66 now, which means I still have that much more to go if I took out this loan at 30.
Even more alarming,
the
average U.S. life expectancy right now is 78.
Yeah, so you probably won't be burning that deed party.
But it's actually worse than that right now. Actually, I made a mistake. The average first home buyer is not 30. They're 40.
Oh. Yeah.
40 years old.
Oh, so now you're into your 90s.
You would be 90 years old, still making payments if you're still alive, if you are the average American home buyer right now. All right. To me, this seems like an awful idea. But we also in this room realize we are total financial idiots. So what are we missing here, 252 WCMF? Is there something that we have not seen where we're going to go, oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
That's why you'd pay $500,000 more in interest 50 years. Because to me, and tell me if I'm wrong,
all right?
It kind of feels like this makes you a lifetime renter.
Well, kind of, because, yeah, you're never going to – that's actually a very good way to look at it, because you're never going to get the payoff.
Right? Like, you're making payments until you die.
And you're probably not going to stay in that house for 50 years, more than likely. Like, you would have to either downsize – or go into a nursing home. If you're going to live that long, more than likely, by the time you're 80, you're going to have health issues, which means you're not going to be able to maintain this house anymore.
Okay.
So you won't even be in that house probably that long. Out of necessity, you're going to be squeezed out.
Okay, but here's
either health or finances,
but
or both.
Here's the problem with that. Right. If things continue the way that they're going, and there's nothing to say that it won't, people can't afford to leave the homes that they're in. Like, there are people now that are buying a house.
I would guess if you have a 50-year mortgage, you plan on staying there forever.
Yeah, but you may not be able to. That's my point. Like, you're going to
at some point, you may need assisted living or something.
Assisted living, you're old, you can't maintain the place anymore. Physically, you can't get around. That's what usually happens in these homes.
Okay.
And you can't even afford, like, the taxes and the upkeep because it's burying you. So you'll just be forced out of your house.
Yeah.
You'll never get to that 50-year mark. Unless you're the healthiest mofo on the planet.
And the reward for being the healthiest mofo on the planet
is
continuing to have to make a house payment, right?
Yeah, it's like you're an indentured slave
to
your house.
So I'm not wrong then, right? Like, because I felt like an idiot. I'm reading all of this, and I'm trying to get all the details, and I'm looking for the positive, and I'm not seeing it, and I felt dumb.
I mean, I guess the one positive would be, let's say you do make it to the point where you outlive the mortgage and you get to stay there for your remaining years. I guess the positive would be you own something to potentially pass down to people.
And they're going
to
immediately sell it.
Yeah.
Which means you could have just saved the money and given it to your kids or invested it in anything,
Do you save the money if you're renting? It's still something I guess you own, you know?
Yeah, but look at what you had to go through to do it.
Man. Yeah.
There's just no way.
Just at its most base level. And again, we're talking about the 50-year mortgage proposal earlier this week from the federal government. Again, it would lower monthly mortgage payments by around $300 for the average home. That's the good.
Yeah.
The bad, one, it would increase the interest you pay over about $500,000, just under $500,000, over more than a 30-year mortgage. Not only that, you would be paying for that house until you die.
So you're playing the super long game here. Because you don't know what the future is going to bring, right? You don't even know what the financial landscape of this country or this world's going to look like in 50 years.
Yep, yeah.
Right? Look at 50 years ago to now, right?
You're 100% right.
So that, but the only benefit is if you just got to get into a house, you have to get a roof over your head, you can't pay rent.
Okay.
That's the, and it's basically, it's like a last ditch effort to get into a house at all.
So let's break that down. Because you're right. There may be people that are so desperate to buy a house, they do not care what 30 to 50 years from now looks like.
I'll worry about that 30 years from now.
Because $300 a month savings on an average home, that's $3,600 a year. That is a nice chunk of change. That being said, you are trading off any semblance of freedom you would have for the rest of your life. Like you said, it's indentured servitude. And going further down that road, you would never be able to retire. Like, I know that retirement is a luxury now anyway.
Oh, yeah, it's a rich man's game.
This would wipe that out. And how would you retire with a mortgage payment?
Yeah. You
couldn't. You couldn't.
No. That's what I'm saying. That's why you won't be in that house, because you're just going to finance. You're going to choke yourself out of it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now, we admit that we are dumb. We are dumb people.
Yeah.
And we're looking for what we have missed here. And maybe Brad has that. I don't know. He's on CMF. Hey, Brad, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, Duffy. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
I don't even know how Tommy has opinion on this. He lives in a mortgage-free house now.
Yeah, who's the idiot?
I mean, you could retire right now. You don't have to worry about a mortgage, none of that. Like, but I don't even know how you have an opinion on this. You had one mortgage, and you took, what, four more out, and you were so far upside down, you might as well have had a 50-year mortgage then.
Well, first of all, thank you for listening to the whole show.
All right, Brad, do you think this is a good idea?
No.
Tommy sucks. I agree with him.
Yeah, Tommy does suck.
Brad, do you own a house right now?
I do. I bought a house when I was 25.
Congratulations.
Ooh, savvy Brad.
How old are you right now, buddy?
I'm your age, Duffy. You and I are friends.
All right. I'm sorry, Brad. No, so you did what I did. You lucked out. We got in right before everything exploded, and we lucked the F out, Brad.
Yes, we did. And then one other thing for you. I'm on the same train as you. Gabe Davis is the receiver that we need that is already on this offense.
Amen. Thank you, Brad. Thank you so much. Have a good rest of the day.
Kimmy wouldn't put me on yesterday because she didn't want me to have the same opinion as you, you know.
No, I mean, I trust Kimmy, and now that you keep talking, I agree with everything she said. But thank you for the call, Brad. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Brad. Tommy's an idiot. I agree with him. Okay.
Yeah.
So Carol writes us on Instagram.
Carol? She's got to be old. Man.
Duffy at WCMF.
That's an old, crusty Carol.
All right. So she says, the concept with a 50-year mortgage would be working for a home where a multi-generational may choose to live together. The younger children take the mortgage payments when the parents can no longer afford to pay.
But they're all living under the same roof?
That's what she is suggesting.
But that house would have to be big enough to support that many people.
You think it's not already happening?
Gotta suck.
I mean, I think that it is a more common thing now to see that.
That sounds horrible. Like, I'll never get to enjoy this house. I got other asses in this house.
That's a scary proposition.
Think of how many times, just think of the upkeep for a house for 50 years.
Yeah.
All the stuff that's you're going to have to remodel, redo, replace.
Yeah.
On top of making those payments. Mm-hmm. What kind of shape that house is going to be? If you did nothing for 50 years, it's going to be falling apart.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You're almost going to have to build. Not only would you have a 50-year mortgage, you would literally have to rebuild that house once over those 50 years.
Yeah, it's
a valid point. Top of making those payments on the original house.
I actually, now I'm thinking about it, I know somebody that's doing that right now.
But, like, think about
it. So add that to your $500,000 in interest.
No, you're right. But even going back to the idea of the multi-generational family home, right? Is that what's happening now? We're going back to the 1900s where we have a homestead where Pa's in the bed. It's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Grandpa Joe, he turns out he could walk the whole time. He's not doing anything to help.
It's those Depression area, like, Manhattan, like, walk-ups where the entire, like, everybody that came over in the boat is in one room.
Yes! What is happening? All right. Dan writes us. Again, we are idiots.
Yeah.
So maybe there is something we're missing. Dan says, this is a way to experience the appreciation of the house. Paying for it is not the goal, just resale. All right, and I get that idea. But let me ask this question. If you were alive during 2008, the first thing that pops in your head.
Yeah, that was the crash.
Exactly. Like, let's say you get to a point where you can't afford the house anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What happens then?
Then you have a crisis because now the bank's getting stiff. You're walking out of the house. Yeah, people walked away. People just walked away from their homes.
And in this case, you would still have 40 years on the mortgage.
Yeah.
40 years.
I had a nephew that he was thrown out of his house because they couldn't make the payments.
Okay.
But the bank couldn't get to him. So he actually just squatted there for another year.
Okay.
Before the bank came, or 2 years, to get him out of the house because they were so far behind on foreclosures. I mean, it was insane, man.
All right. Like, I'm getting queasy thinking about, like, how...
But then I think of those idiots that went... I was thinking, because when the housing... When everything crashed, right, and the houses went dirt cheap, then some of these guys were, like, buying up homes. I'm going, why the hell are you buying up these hoses, man? They got no money.
And then they weren't even buying the home. They were buying the hoses around the back.
Well, those are the Canadians.
The
but they were the geniuses, man, because now... That house he bought for $100,000 is worth $500,000 or $600,000, and some of these guys are buying three and four of them.
But here's the problem:
what?
That just adds more wealth to the top. Because I don't know about you, I ain't got $100,000 lying around to buy a house when the thing crashes.
But those guys that do, that's how they make their money.
Yes, exactly. On the backs of working people that can't afford homes.
Yeah, but at least somebody's coming in and getting you out from underneath it.
Well, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, now they own it, and all the equity that you put into it is gone.
Yeah, but you have to leave, too.
For God's sakes, man.
Get out.
All right, Dom writes us again. We're talking about 50-year mortgages. This went from like a fun, we're stupid to I'm horrified kind of discussion. Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, Dom writes, the only way the 50-year mortgage is practical is just to get your foot in the door. You make one or two payments a year on the principal, which dramatically shorten the loan. That's the only way to do it. But who's got the money to pay?
To make two extra.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. You already can't get in because you're broke.
Exactly. If the argument is I need this to afford a house, I'm not going to have the money to pay down.
You're on
the
balls
loan.
Of your ass moving in.
All right. Look.
Your house poor.
I think there's a rule we can all follow just in general. Whether or not this is a good idea is irrelevant to this
point. Right.
If the bank thinks it's a good idea, it's not a good idea for us.
Wait, don't trust the banking system?
Well, not that don't trust the banking system, but if they roll out this new thing going, hey, pretty sweet.
Well, they have a poster with that happy family moving in.
Like if you know, all of the banks come out and go, the 50-year mortgage is a really good idea.
They wouldn't do it if it didn't benefit them.
Thank you. Yeah. I think that is reason enough to be like, maybe this is not the best idea right now. Is that a fair statement?
All right.
Oh, my God. I don't know, man. Like, I am worried, like, this is going to be normal for my kids. And I guess if it gives them the ability to buy a house at 25, woohoo, 75 years old, you paid your house off. But is that going to happen? And I mean, this doesn't guarantee the prices
of
homes
come
down.
Right, I was going to say, you still could be paying a lot for a house. That's
right?
The thing. Yeah.
Like, what about a 50-year mortgage brings down the actual price of a home? And what keeps me from being outbid by 10 other people?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't tell your kids this stuff.
All right, there's got to be another way. There has to be another way that we are not considering here.
You got
to
get
start
that.
Building an extension on your house for when
no,
your kids
the container
move in.
House. You guys like that container
house?
Oh,
yeah, there you go. Put it right on your property.
Yeah, you go down to the shipping yard. Okay. You get that container and you put it on your driveway.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's not that millennials and Gen Zers like the shipping container home. It's that it's the only sustainable, affordable way to live right now.
And they look pretty sturdy too, man.
Look, I do find it adorable.
Yeah.
And, like, if I was a single man, I would not have a problem living in a container home. But it doesn't say a lot about the American dream when you're going, hey, that thing that brought over Amazon stuff looks pretty sweet to live in right now.
Yeah, you better hope what they shipped over was pleasant. Like, you don't want to get that cheese container. You'll never get that smell out, man.
My alarm clock used to live in here. Now I sleep in this place. Dalton writes us on Instagram.
Dalton.
Duffy at WCMF. Guess the only good thing about a 50-year is if you build your own house exactly the way you want it, it could be okay somewhat slaving over that house.
But you got to build your own house.
We got to build our own house.
All right.
Yeah.
Build
it. Make it the way you want it.
All right. But I'm going to still want this house 50 years from now.
Yeah.
Think of your taste and what you like now.
Mm-hmm. You're talking to the wrong guy.
But 50 years from now, your wife is going to be happy with that house.
My wife won't.
No. No wife will be.
Okay.
What?
Okay, Mr. Pittsburgh.
Okay. No, you do, Brian. Well, we have an island. When we remodeled, we had to get another bathroom. You can't live a functional bathroom.
Well, you need an extra set of doors in the bathroom. It's called a water closet.
They also hired. It's not called a water closet.
Oh. What's a water closet?
What's that? No, that water closet is you call all of the plumbers in town. If you open up your closet, you got water coming out of it. That's a toilet. It's got a toilet in it. And Clark is arguing it would just raise the price.
Clark?
So with the 50-year mortgage, if it makes the payments more affordable, Clark is arguing it's just going to raise the price of homes.
Because it's opened up more buyers.
Well, yes. I mean, people that could afford them in the first place.
But you also have to qualify for a 50-year loan. Like, it means the bank thinks you're a good bet for 50 years, which most people probably aren't.
Are they going to check your health? Serious question. 30-year mortgage.
Well, why would you? I mean,
you'd have to go by age, right?
Let me ask you.
You're not going to qualify at 50 for it.
I'm going to ask a serious question. If I buy a house at 30, odds are pretty good I'm going to live to 60.
Yeah.
Right? Unless something catastrophic happens. If I buy a house at 30 and I have to make it to 80, the bank needs me to live to 80.
Yeah.
All right. So you think you'd have to have like some kind of like physical?
I'm asking.
And I can't walk in with a lump on the side of my neck or a twitch.
I'm saying, like, are they going to send me to the doctor to see if the doc thinks I'm going to make it to the end of my mortgage?
That doesn't guarantee anything.
Hey, maybe you got to get a physical, like you do for health insurance.
252 WCMF. We'll take one more call. Again, I admit, I am a financial idiot. You're a financial idiot.
Yeah.
Kimmy is better than both of us,
yes,
but she's still
is.
A financial idiot. What are we missing about the positives of the 50-year mortgage? John's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Johnny boy, how are you?
Good, guys. I listen a lot. This is a first-time call. Listen, I've been I'm old enough I'm in my early 70s and I'm working. I just want to know what everybody's forgotten about this, which is basically, you know, to pay a mortgage, what do you need? You need a job. Who's going to hire you between the ages of 70 and 90?
Well, I mean, that's actually becoming more common now, John, like that people are going back to work.
Yeah, you're still working.
It is.
You're working, right, Johnny?
Listen, I'm 71, and I'm going to tell you right now, and I know a bunch of guys my age, it's not as easy as you think, and the jobs you're getting hired for, they don't pay squat.
Squat!
So, I mean, you guys don't realize that you have paradise right there working on a radio station, but I mean, for how many 75-year-old or 80-year-old guys you know are digging a ditch?
Well, I mean, mostly to delay in.
John, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. So, John, we'll wrap it up with Jim. I'm sorry. Right. Jim says, you're missing the point. Almost nobody keeps their mortgage until it's paid off. They sell their house and upgrade or downgrade.
Okay.
But again.
Yes, you could do that. But if you're paying that much more, I don't know what you're getting. I don't know what situation I guess you're going into that's going to benefit you.
Like, I don't think that anything we know about buying a house applies to what a 50-year mortgage would be because it changes so many things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you could sit here and make a bunch of definites because, well, it's been this way, so it'll be this way. But no, because the game changes at 50 years.
And you don't know what 50 years is going to look like.
Exactly. All right. Let's take a break.
All right.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holidays are almost here, Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
And as we speak, there are people shopping for their loved ones.
Okay.
The problem.
What's the problem?
What do they really want? And how hard is it going to be to give it to them?
Mm.
I got some good news.
What's it good news?
What they really want is not hard to find, But it's not the slam dunk easy idea you think it is. Because as much as they want this, it's also cold and maybe an insult to certain people. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We know what your loved ones want for Christmas this year.
Nice.
Cold hard cash.
Oh, nice. That's easy.
A recent study of New York State residents would give them the choice between a mystery gift or cash for Christmas. Almost 70% of people said they'd rather have the cashola than the gift that could show up in the box.
Yeah, because then go get what you want.
So we're not even talking gift cards. We're talking straight cash.
Straight cash.
Straight
cash.
Oh.
And the reasons are pretty obvious, right? Like, we could all use cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't really screw up a cash gift. It also saves everyone time, right?
Here, you whore. Yeah. Here's your money.
Tommy, this has been your argument
for
years.
Yeah, this is your thing.
No, but I say gift card, but cash. I didn't think you could give cash because nobody takes cash anymore, but that's cool.
But you were also giving cards, like gift cards as in like the American Express ones that were just pretty much cash.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, you can spend it wherever you want.
All right, so do you feel justified, vindicated?
How could I not? I'm 70% of the people in America.
Uh-huh. No, New York State, but thanks for
listening. Stand behind me.
Okay.
Well, as New York goes, so goes America.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. There are problems here you are not considering.
I am seeing.
It could be awkward.
I'm seeing such less stress because right now my wife is going into what I call high stress season.
Okay.
Now we got grandkids.
Yep.
And we have foster kids. Mm-hmm. So now all this wrapping.
Well, foster grandkids.
Foster grandkids.
You didn't tell me you picked them up.
No, I don't have foster kids. I have foster kids. But you know what I'm saying? So we got two more little ones. So like all the stress she's going through right now. And then if it was just gift cards, we'd be done. Okay. Like she's got a whole, we have an entire section of our basement. Uh-huh. I'm not kidding you, man. It's got to be 20 feet of wrapping equipment
and station
and bows and gift bags and all this stuff that she stresses over. And I could see her getting more irritated as the days go on, and it's all because of this.
Okay.
And it's a waste.
Look, I share your frustrations. I do. Don't get me wrong. But when it comes to giving cash, there are two massive problems that cannot be ignored.
I don't see it.
All right. One, you can't give everyone cash.
Well, you can give all the adults cash, because what do you think, Santa's coming?
Okay, your spouse? You give your spouse cash.
Okay.
Christmas morning, and you hand your wife a $100 bill.
Yeah,
is she a high-end prostitute?
No.
Don't kiss her on the mouth.
All right, so, but after that.
Oh, really? Your parents? You're going to give your parents $50 cash?
Oh, I would love to.
No,
I would pay them $100 just to go away.
No, but you can't give your parents cash.
By the way, why am I buying my parents Christmas gifts?
You don't buy your parents Christmas gifts?
No.
Kimmy, you buy your parents Christmas gifts? And she's the chintz of all chintzes.
I mean, that is like a waste.
Why?
They don't need crap. Your father, what the hell does that guy need to send another box of
You're asking
fudge?
The wrong person.
Yeah, I
he loves gifts. Trust me.
I throw anybody over 10, you get a card.
Okay, look, you adult, or for nieces and nephews, you're right, cash works.
Yeah.
Adult kids, that works. Outside of those people, cash feels inappropriate, Kimmy, and it feels weird.
Does. Well, cash feels weird because now it feels like it's going to be a competition. Like, I guess I don't know. In every family, I guess it's different. Like, are you getting gifts for your siblings and aunts and uncles, whatever? Because now that I'm putting an exact amount on it, are they going to feel like they have to match the cash that I gave them? I don't know. It's funny when you're putting an actual amount on something as opposed to just handing a gift that's kind of like more of a mystery amount.
But you would be doing that with the gifts anyway, because last year you got me this. Now I got to get you that. Let me ask you this. Let's say you and I.
I know it's a game, but I think it's easier to do than to hand them straight cash.
But let's say,
I just feel weird doing it.
But let's say I know something you like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's say I walk in here.
Yeah.
I got your Christmas gift.
Yeah.
$250 gift card.
Yeah.
Starbucks.
Okay.
Yeah, you're lighting up, man. You don't want no goddamn gift. You want that. You want
that Starbucks. Even that's different than cash, than you just handing me a wad of cash.
No, but I'm saying, like, I could do that or I could do a Starbucks card.
Because
I'm getting you a gift card. You shake your head.
No, because the gift card is a little more thoughtful in the fact that you know I like coffee. This is going towards something that you enjoy doing.
All right, let's say I walk in here.
And
no,
it's kind of saying you know me.
Okay, so let's say, Kimmy,
mm-hmm.
I know you love you some Starbucks.
Yeah.
And I just reach in and I take a wad of cash and I throw it
at you. Thank you.
And it's all over the floor, and I go sit down.
No, but that works for Kimmy.
Merry Christmas.
That works for Kimmy because there won't be a reciprocal gift from Kimmy. The gauntlet, oh, I don't mean that as a dick. The gauntlet.
You're poor.
The gauntlet has been laid down. We take care of Kimmy, and Kimmy comes in with like your fun things. Like, look, guys, I made you this. Right? Like, that's fine. Like, we accept
but
that.
But it was our face in macaroni.
Here's the problem. Well, half of it. She ate it half of it on the way.
I got you a gift sitting right next to you right now.
Yes, I use it every day. Yeah. Every day I use my mug.
And I had a lot of fun with my guacamole gun over the summer. Thank you very much. No, but like when it comes to, again, this study, almost 70% of New Yorkers say for the holidays they would rather get cash than a gift. Let's use, you brought up siblings.
But that's what they want.
You brought up siblings.
Yes.
Let's use my brother for an example, all right?
You get him a gift.
I'm going to get my brother a gift. Yeah, sometimes. It depends on the year. So like we're going to exchange each other gifts with each other. Mm. If we just hand each other $100 cash, what are we doing?
That's kind of my point.
No, but
what are you doing when you hand each other a stupid gift?
Because there are people that want to show how much they care about their loved ones. Like, I
understand
for you.
Then act like it every day.
I understand for you. That gift giving is just checking a box, that you don't really care.
It is.
If you didn't have to, you wouldn't give anybody a gift. But most people that have souls enjoy giving gifts.
They don't.
I love giving gifts.
They think they like giving gifts.
Oh, please break it down. Break it down to wise ones.
Struggling through this goddamn weather to go to the goddamn store to buy you a gift.
Ooh, I wear a jacket with no collar on it. I'm so smart. Check me out. I save money on a collar.
It's called a bomber jacket.
Isn't there
You're bombing right now.
Isn't there some excitement when you really feel like you've nailed a gift that they're not going to see coming?
I don't
think
I ever have. So
yeah, because you don't care.
I was going to say, because it doesn't happen every time, but every now and then I'm like, ooh, I'll see something and I will save it and I cannot wait to see the look on their face when they get it.
I can honestly say I don't think I ever really totally nailed a gift.
I'm not going to argue that. I'm not surprised by that at all.
Well, at least I'm here. I admit it.
But you could fix that.
No, I can't.
Okay.
Even when I thought I was nailing it, I wasn't nailing it.
Troy writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, screw cash, give me car parts and camping gear, or tools. Can't go wrong with tools. Cash is so impersonal. Makes people...
Car parts? Did he say car parts?
Car parts. So if you're shopping
for
Troy...
How about a new car, man?
He goes on, it makes people feel like they were a last-minute idea, and he's 100% right. I don't care enough about you to put any work into
this.
Look,
man, I get little kids light up. No, this is all jive. Nobody wants to do this.
No,
it's just an obligation we've strapped to ourselves.
I enjoy shopping for my wife. I enjoy shopping for my siblings. I enjoy shopping for my kids. I have fun doing this. I love it. It's my favorite time of the year.
Oh, I'm just the greatest man.
No, I'm not. Oh,
I thought
everybody felt like this.
Look at me. I'm bad, Duffy. So one time I was so happy. I all these gifts, everybody. Look at me, folks. Follow me, children. We're off to see the wizard. No, man, it's drudgery. And it's an expense, and it's a waste. Like, the amount of waste.
Oh, waste?
Waste.
Waste. You own seven tracksuits. You own seven tracksuits. You can talk about waste.
I wear one every Thursday.
By the way, you've been running your mouth so much, I haven't even gotten to the second reason cash is a bad idea.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. Two, you're going to spend more giving cash than you will if you give actual gifts.
What if I just lock it in? No tax.
Look, there are going to...
No sales tax.
Just do the taxes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that 8% is really going to kill you. There are going to be at least five people you have to give a gift to that you don't care about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure. The last minute gift.
Okay, that was harsh. Well, you don't care if they like the gift.
Yeah. Okay. It's more just you feel like you have to do something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can find something at Marshall's, TJ Maxx, Walmart, whatever, that costs you under $15 that looks way more expensive. You can't hand them $15 cash. The minimum Christmas cash gift is $25. Minimum.
Oh, I see. I'm cutting those people out.
No, like, you have like to get them something.
No, those bottom feeders, those $20 gift people.
No, this could be somebody at work where you're going to see them a lot. They may have gotten you something small, so now you got to reciprocate. You don't feel an obligation for something like that?
Well, I mean, we give a couple of gifts here. We take care of the engineers.
Then that's kind of what we're talking about.
Yeah. But
we know they're not going to get us anything. So
well, they shouldn't because, like, they do
what
they do.
But that's what I'm saying. When we're talking about aunts, uncles, people like that, you know, neighbors, whatever, I'm not going to hand my neighbor $15.
I have never.
Really?
Ever.
Really?
Given a neighbor a Christmas gift.
Really?
No.
Hmm. Interesting.
Not even, like, cookies or something, like, bring over something.
I'm a single guy that's in my batch house. And I rub one out porn.
Enough.
You want
Nobody
my cookies?
Wants your batch cookies.
By the way,
you want my sugar cookies?
That was not an exaggeration. The house is falling apart. He was keeping it together with batch.
Yes, and it worked.
It was the glue that held things together.
There's a house that's full of batch.
He went to Chase Pickett, got some other materials, mixed it together, used Batchel. Fix up all the holes in the drywall. James writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF.
Big cookie.
He says, your problem is the poll itself. Cash or a mystery gift? Most people have a list they want from. We use the Elfster app so we know exactly what people want. What is the Elfster app?
I don't know. Never heard of it.
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Can we Google
it? Are you saying elf?
Elfster?
E-L-F-S-T-E-R.
Elfster, like Napster, but with an elf.
I don't know.
It's got to be somewhere people like write
on. It's a Secret Santa website and gift exchange.
Okay.
So you get ideas to get people?
They have a Secret Santa generator. I don't know.
See, this is the kind of crap I don't want to get sucked into, man.
You don't have to. Just don't.
Secret Santa generator.
Just don't.
Sounds like I'm going to touch it and get shocked.
Okay. I know it feels counterintuitive, but it is much easier to give actual gifts than just handing cash out to everyone you know like you're a politician in the 1800s. Vote Tammany Hall. Vote Tammany Hall. And honestly, like personally, I think I would rather have the gift. Hear me out.
Man, when you was busted.
Yes, even when I was busted.
Fat ass busted.
Yes. Here's why.
What?
When it comes to holiday gifts, bless you.
Bless you.
Holiday gifts are reserved for the stuff that you won't buy yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, and yes, you and your spouse share a bank account, but if she or he gets you something that you won't spring for, it's awesome.
But they never nail it, man. It's always off.
But here's the problem. If I get cash, I'm just going to end up paying for not fun stuff, right? Like, yes, you can get some bad gifts you never end up using, but I would argue that's better than $100 total at the end of the day, which is just going to become part of your daily life.
But hold on.
Oh, wow, I get gas and groceries. Pretty say, sweet. Merry Christmas.
Can we agree everybody's coming up short right now?
Yeah, yes.
All right, coming up short. Yeah. Right? Would you rather that cash right now when you're coming up short, or do you want that Hickory Farm cheese stick?
Again, you're asking the wrong guy. No, but like counterpoint to that.
Yeah.
Counterpoint to that.
I got summer sausage and sharp cheddar.
You're
two things I never want.
You know what's funny? Every time I get the Hickory Farms sausage and cheese from my grandpa, I'm always like, he doesn't care about me. And then I start eating it, and I'm like, oh.
But that summer sausage never made sense to me, man.
Well, it's sausage.
It's not really salami. It's not really bologna. It's just kind of it's in sausage no man's land.
What's there not to like about? I love this summer
sausage. It's like the whitest guy in the world tried to make an Italian sausage,
and he
missed.
Whatever Steve did, he nailed it.
Oh.
No, man. Like,
it's like a greasy beef stick.
I would argue. Oh, wait. You like greasy? No, you don't like greasy beef sticks.
I used to love. Hey, bro.
Yep, it's not going to work.
Back in the day,
I
ate it all.
I would argue if you get cash that's necessary, it actually makes the holidays more depressing because when it's all said and done, yes, you are a little bit more taken care of, but you have nothing to show.
Nothing to show.
Nothing to show. Somebody did bring up a good point. Just now on the phone, they said $15 in gift cards is even better than just handing somebody $15 in like lotto tickets or gift card, like those scratch offs.
I get what you're saying.
Are better than handing somebody.
Let's see.
Bucks.
Here's nothing.
But
nothing.
That's more fun to me.
Hey, that mug you got me. That didn't. It's not going to increase in value by $1 million, is it?
I would take the scratch offs. Those are fun. At least I get a little excitement out of it.
Till you don't.
Yeah, but that's better to me than you handing me $5 or a $5 teacup or something you got at Marshall's.
I'm with you again. Julia writes us, I always keep two cases of Prosecco at Christmas in case somebody shows up with a gift unexpectedly. I always have wine bags. It's really easy and one of those $15 gift ideas.
So wait, she keeps a case of wine and wine bags just to hand out to people?
It's a great idea. You should always have backup
gifts. I know a lot
of
people that keep wine on hand.
It's a great idea. You never get caught flat-footed.
Right.
And we'll wrap it up with this. Scott writes us, Batch House, worst Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song ever. Our house is a very, very, very Batch House
with Batch in the yard.
I'm still so hard.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This might be our fault.
What happened?
Well, like, we asked this question yesterday.
Yeah.
And an hour later,
He
was fired.
Damn.
And it's not just us that's wondering this, because it got a little uncomfortable at One Bills Drive during Sean McDermott's press conference yesterday. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. He's a University of Rochester graduate.
He
is an Orchard Park, New York native.
So kind of a local boy.
Yes. And now he is jobless because Giants head coach Brian Daboll was given his walking papers yesterday.
Damn, chubbly.
Yep. So why you got to hurt again?
Bro, he is chubbly. That is coach chubbly.
So yesterday around 9 o'clock, we were talking with Hot Takes Dan Fates, who was super sick and let us know all about it while he was standing here. We had asked him the odds that Brian Daboll is the Bills offensive coordinator next season.
Mm.
And then an hour later, he was fired.
Wow.
Fates didn't think that was out of the question.
Okay.
Even though you had asked.
Well, I thought McDermott and him didn't get along. That's kind of why he was out in the first place.
Yes, there was an icy cold handshake. Yeah. Icy cold handshake after the first time they met when the Bills beat the Giants two seasons ago. Fates seems to think that maybe Daboll has been humbled by this head coaching experience.
Okay, and New York will kick your ass.
He also argued that Josh Allen loves Brian Daboll, and anything you can do to keep Josh Allen happy is something you would want to do.
So it's whatever Josh wants.
Yeah. Okay. He said, slim chance, but not impossible.
All right, do you think that Brian Daboll would be doing better with the weapons the Bills have now than Joe Brady, the current offensive coordinator?
You don't seem to think that's the problem. It's the fact that everybody's injured. They're banged up. There's nobody to coach.
Well, I mean,
like, if you're dragging a guy out the street, like you say, what are you going to do with that guy? Well, he's only got so much skill.
There's a couple. I'm sorry.
It feels like the biggest criticism, you know, obviously everybody's pointing fingers, and that sometimes happens with Joe Brady, but I would also think that, like, the biggest thing I've heard about their issues is just that they don't have the weapons.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, no matter who's the offensive coordinator, if you don't have the weapons, you can't do anything.
If everybody's hurt, what can you do?
Well, but I would also then make the argument, Kimmy, you go back to, like, what Josh had when Brian Daboll was his OC.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the year before Stephon Diggs got there, you still went to the playoffs with a baby Josh, a John
but Josh
Brown,
was playing
a Cole
different.
Beasley.
Yeah.
Josh was playing out of it, running around, hurdling people.
Yeah,
they pulled all
different.
That back.
Yeah, but here's the thing. That was also hurting you as much as it was helping you. Let's not forget that playoff game against the Texans. He throws the ball backwards and has to get batted out of bounds by Dawson Knox.
But Josh is a different Josh than he was 5 years ago. Can we say that?
Oh, no, I agree with you there.
And maybe that's not – maybe Daboll can't really help him.
All right, well, here's the problem with Daboll, too, right? Like, So he made it parts of four seasons as the head coach of the Giants. He made the playoffs in his first year, and everyone was like, oh, we made a mistake. See what happened. He was the king. Both Saquon Barkley, running back, and Daniel Jones performed at all pro levels the second they left Brian Daboll.
The second they left him.
Daniel Jones is having a career renaissance with the Colts right now. They're number one in the AFC. Saquon Barkley won an MVP the year after he left the Giants and went and played in Philadelphia. That's not a great sign for an offensive mind.
So he's saying he doesn't know how to work with top talent.
Well, I don't know. But then again, you're arguing
Or he squanders it.
Okay, will you stop using the word squander? Who taught you squander?
It fits.
No, you've said squander 40 times the last 2 days.
It was the word of the day, I think, a month ago.
Okay. So this came up yesterday in Sean McDermott's press conference because he was fired just before. All right. So he was asked if the Bills had any interest in a reunion with Brian Daboll. There was a pause and a quote. You ready?
Yeah.
McDermott said, I understand why you're asking that. Brian is a great coach. Unfortunate to see that happen to him. At this point, that's not under any type of consideration.
Okay. Yeah.
But what are you going to say? Yeah. You have an offensive coordinator.
Well, I mean, you don't have a spot for him right now, even if you wanted to.
Yeah, you'd have to can that guy.
Yeah.
You do, though. And that's where this gets interesting.
How so?
Now, I do want to read something from a Giants fan, because we know Brian Daboll as an offensive coordinator, a guy who was out of the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
But Danny says, as a Giants fan, I am disappointed in the firing of Daboll. Lost his number one wide receiver, number one running back, just lost his quarterback. Players love playing for him. Team chemistry is on the rise. The best 2-8 team you'll ever see.
They had some bad losses, though.
He says Buffalo should want Daboll back.
So I did see him when they did the HBO thing, but they did the Giants.
Yeah.
And he was quite arrogant and cocky. And they weren't really doing that well.
Well, they were coming off that playoff. Was that the year they came off the playoff appearance?
It was Hard Knocks. I forget what season it was. Okay. But he'd already been established as the coach.
Gotcha.
For a while. And he was kind of arrogant. I'm like, man, you ain't doing that good to be that cocky and, you know, laying around with your feet up on the desk.
Wait, that he had his feet up and that made you think he was arrogant?
He looked very slack at it.
It's his office.
No, he was in the boss man's office.
Oh, he sat down in the boss man's office and put his feet up on the boss man's desk?
Kinda. Put it up on his coffee table.
Okay.
I am curious to see where he does end up, because he'll land somewhere.
There is a way to use him this year if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm. So what do they do with him?
You bring him in as a consultant.
Oh, all right.
So, for example, Mike Vrabel, head coach of the Patriots, did this with the Browns last year. Now, it's not the most conventional thing. It has happened before.
Yeah.
The question is, one, do you think he offers value to the offense that you're running now? Two, are you screwing over offensive coordinator Joe Brady by doing that?
You want
to
add that to the mix.
McDermott doesn't seem to be the guy that goes backwards.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I mean, he
seems
like...
Do you need me to list every player that the Bills have brought back?
But,
I'm saying with,
guys,
like, his team, like, the guys that he uses, like, he doesn't seem to want to go back. I mean, he does out of desperation, but it doesn't seem like that's something he wants to do.
Oh,
especially when it comes to control.
Yeah.
Like, these guys are going to come in and once... He seems to want to control all the pieces.
Well, but McDermott is also a different guy than he was 5 years ago.
Well, he is balder.
You have seen him take his hands off.
Right.
Right? And that was
great.
Where
to get him?
It worked great last year. It's not working so great this year. He had to take back over a lot
of
the defensive
stuff.
It
feels like he went back into control mode.
I mean, I don't know if bringing Daboll back in the building, I don't know if that would be the worst
idea.
But
he would also have to agree to want to be that, have that role. And
why not?
Because, I mean, you're going from being a head coach to a consultant. He might want to jump back into coaching.
You're going to be bitch boy.
Well, no, but you can do this.
Oh, Brian, give me another Diet Coke, please, Brian.
Especially with no guarantee that you're going to get anything out of it.
He's not going to get another head coaching job before he's a coordinator again. So you do this for the rest of the year. You're now on the coaching carousel for an offensive coordinator job. You have the ability to interview while consulting here. You have a mind. Josh, like I said, Josh loves him.
Okay. That's key.
I don't see it happening. I think there's too many egos involved, and it's just
that's
never
what I'm
gonna...
thinking.
You're in a bad spot right now offensively, right? Do you see what the Bills did yesterday?
What they did?
They signed wide receiver Mecole Hardman. Do you remember him?
No.
Played for Mecole Hardman. He played for the Chiefs twice. He was with the Jets for a little while. He's been
How old is this dude?
He's not that
27.
Old.
27.
Yeah. No. But he was in training camp with somebody. Was cut in September.
Who was it?
Bears, maybe? I can't remember. But
can't remember.
He's been on the street since September 23rd, and the Bills just signed him yesterday because they need a returner, which he does, and he also has speed, which they need offensively.
All right.
So when you talk about, like, I don't think that they're in whatever works mode right now.
Mm.
All right. So you think maybe Coach Chubley coming back.
I'm not predicting. Oh, wait a minute. We got word that he's going to Carolina, according to Gaetieri. I don't know why I'm trusting people writing us on Instagram. Can we Google that real quick?
Wait, so he's saying Daboll's going to Carolina?
That's what this guy just
said. Just
wrote
for the grits.
Like the Panthers Carolina or North Carolina? Like the school.
Google Carolina Daboll.
Oh, like college.
He does have a connection to Bill Belichick. He worked on that Patriots staff a bunch of times with Belichick.
All right.
He would work on the Patriots, get fired as a coordinator, go back to the Patriots, get fired as a coordinator.
I'm not seeing anything.
Way to go, liar. Thanks for ruining the show. All right, well, let's see what happens.
Okay.
That's all we can do.
Yeah.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.